A testimony. Come on, let's give God some praise Yeah. Old song had to have that thing right, Dr. Lynch. He said sometimes the clouds hang low. Sometimes the hills are what? Hard to climb. Come on, man. Come on now. But when I what? Look around. And think things over. All of my good days. Outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Cause God's been good to me. He's been so good to me.
Yes, he has.
Better than this all you can ever be.
Thank you, Lord.
He's been good.
Yes, he has.
He's been good.
Yes, he has.
He's been good.
Yes.
He wipes all of my tears away.
Yes, yes,
he turns my midnight into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Hallelujah. Press up. And when you understand that, good God of mine, you don't mind giving God the praise. See, I can't take credit. You can't take credit. It's because God said in his word, after he created the word, he said, he looked at it and he said, not only is it good, come on, but God called his own handiwork very good. Have I got a witness? And when you know the Lord like that, that not only is it good, but the Lord is very good. And you can say, this is what the day that the Lord what, has made. And we're going to rejoice. We're going to rejoice and be glad. What? Why? Because God invites the tears. Anybody ever had to cry sometimes? But oh, good God Almighty. He said, weeping may endure what? For a night. But somewhere along midnight. So, I said, Joy, God gonna take your towel out and wipe the tears from your eyes. Because joy will come. Anybody ever seen God's joy in the midnight hour? Oh, good God of mine. It's gonna come in the moment. And when you understand that, amen, you don't mind praise. Somebody say, even if I got to praise them all by myself, I know what he's done for me. I know where the God has brought me from. I haven't forgot, amen, the things that God has brought me through. I haven't forgot, amen, the doors that he opened for me. I haven't forgot, amen, the breath that he keeps putting in my body. I haven't forgot, God Almighty, the shelter that he allows me to stay. I haven't forgot how good God has been down through the years. The songwriter said, the Lord has been good to me down through the years. The Lord has been good to me. He brought me out of darkness. Come on, somebody say, he healed my body. Somebody said, he placed my feet on a solid rock. I declare today that they tell me, Lord, it's good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody said he brought you from a mighty long way. Somebody said it was God that kept me when nobody else could keep me. Somebody said it was God that blessed me when nobody else could bless me. Somebody said, down through the years, God is the one that kept food on the table. God is the one that kept the lights on. God is the one that kept the meal safe. God is the one that went to the doctor. God is the one that healed the body. God is the one that put his hand in the surgery. God is the one that put his hand in the rehab. God is the one that turned the situation around. God is the one that kept the thieves from breaking in and breaking out. God is the one that is the only one that can do these things. Somebody say, can't nobody do you like Jesus? Ain't nobody do you like the Lord?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And when you begin to understand, Lord have mercy. That psalmist said, he said, oh, taste and see.
Yes.
That the Lord, what, is good. Come on now. Blessed is the man that, what, trust in him. Somebody got to trust in God, Lord have mercy. When you begin to trust in God, Lord have mercy, God will surely let you know he specializes in things that man calls impossible. Has anybody ever experienced a miracle in your life? Has anybody ever experienced answered prayer in your life? I looked at my daughter 3 weeks ago, good God Almighty, in the emergency room with 104-degree temperature. Blood won't stop running out of her nose. But she's singing this morning, singing hallelujah, the Lord is good. She said, hallelujah, the Lord is good. He's been so good to me with my hands lifted up and my feet on the floor. I will exalt the name of the Lord. Because she said, hallelujah, the Lord has been good to her. She's standing here with a normal temperature. Thank God Almighty. She's standing here. Thank God Almighty.
Founded it upon the seas and a
establish it upon the flood.
Yes,
who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Mm-hmm. He that has clean hands and a pure heart,
pure
who has not lifted up his soul under vanity nor sworn deceitfully,
yes,
he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, and seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent. Let all the earth be silent before him. Keep silent. Keep silent. Keep silent. Keep silent before him. I asked Reverend Lindsay she would come and lead us in prayer this morning. God bless you.
Oh Lord, our Lord, high excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Oh God, we come this morning with grateful and thankful hearts. We come, Father, thanking you for the beauty and the holiness of this day. Father God, we rejoice because this is the day that thou hast made. And we rejoice again, Father God, because grace and mercy touched us this morning. Allow us to get up in spite of what we feel like, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
You made a way for us to get to your house of worship one more time. And for that, we are grateful this morning. We are thankful, Father, that you gave us the strength in our bodies and the activities of our limbs, and you put us in our right mind, Lord Jesus,
yes, Lord,
that we will have a mind to serve you today, Father, a mind to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And, oh, God, I pray that as you look on every servant heart that is here, oh, God, Father God, that you will just search us and research us, Lord. And if you see anything that's not pleasing, I ask through the power of your Holy Spirit that you would wash us and clean us from all unrighteousness. And as you cleanse us, oh God, I pray that your Holy Spirit would fill us with more and more of you. And Father God, I pray now in Jesus' name that you will look on your man servant this morning. Look on Pastor Kayson in a special manner, oh God. Be his help and be his strength. And as he break the bread of life this morning, oh God, I pray that these your people, Father, we will be strengthened. We will be healed, oh God. We will be delivered through your word. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, oh God. Father God, we thank you for your word of truth, Lord Jesus. And Father God, I pray for First Lady Kayson this morning. Continue to be her help and her strength, oh God. Look on the first family in a special manner, oh God. I pray that you will bless Janice. Continue to be her healer.
Yeah.
Continue to look on Zoe and Noah. Continue to look on Anthony. Continue to look on his wife, Jalen. Continue to be her healer, oh God. And then, Father God, I pray that you continue to look on the heart of God in this entirety.
Yes,
Father God, regardless of who they are this morning, Lord Jesus, bless them, oh God. Father God, thank you for bringing Trustee Randolph back from the station. Oh God, thank you for this blessing and keeping her. Oh God, we pray your blessing this morning upon the second son. We pray that you continue to look on Devin Bryce this morning.
Yes.
Continue to be the upper lip of our head today. We pray for Mama Papa Rickerson today. We pray for Jesus. And we pray for anybody today, Lord Jesus, that in hospitals and homes and nursing homes.
Yes.
And then, oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus,
yes,
that you will continue to strengthen your churches, Father God.
Yes.
Look on your pastors and look on your manservants, oh God. Look on servant leaders everywhere. And Father God, we pray, Lord Jesus, that as we worship you today, that it will be less and less of us and more and more of you. We thank you for this communion Sunday.
Yes, Lord.
And as we partake of you, oh God, I pray that we will have a stronger relationship with you. That, it, Lord Jesus, that you, Father God, will get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we pray today, Father God, that whatever said and done, that you will be lifted up,
yes,
and
Lord,
your name will be praised. Because we give you glory. We,
yes,
give you honor,
yes,
because of who you are. Thank you for bringing us through this week.
Yes.
Thank you for giving us the necessities of this,
yes,
week.
Yes,
thank you for just being God and God all by yourself. And we love you today. We say thank you again. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Amen,
amen,
and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to his name. See, if you had the blood applied to your heart, Lord help me.
Somebody said, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Come on now. See, these folks were singing this, Lord have mercy. They were singing, Lord have mercy. They were singing, and they knew what they were singing about. Lord have mercy. The words were praying. Amen. You had to interpret what they were saying. And you were singing. So we're going to sing this one. And if you got a little country in you, sometimes a little country come out you. Amen. I used to laugh with my wife when she'd been down in the country for a little while. Amen. She come back and pick that thing up, Lord have mercy. Same thing with Rev Sykes, Lord have mercy. When she gets down in the country, Lord have mercy, that country just come out you. Amen. Amen. Come back talking about he was, she was. Come on now. And they were just, come on now, y'all know what I'm talking about? And country come out. Ain't nothing wrong with the country, though. Amen.
Ain't nothing wrong with the country.
I ain't teasing Sister Randolph. She got back from the country. Amen. But she got city vibe this week. Amen. I know when she was down in the country, amen, up in them mountains, Lord have mercy. Reminded of them mountains in West Virginia. Lord, my God, Virginia. Amen. Go down there and make sure you don't go in the wrong holler. Because if you went in the wrong holler, you wasn't coming back out.
All right.
Leave that alone, Lord have mercy. But it's good to be able to reflect back how they used to sing these songs. We're going to sing this to the glory of God. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where from cleansing from sin. I cried, there to my heart was the blood of thy, singing glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, precious name, glory to his name. He was there to my heart, was the blood of life, singing glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abide within. There at the cross where he took me in, singing glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, precious name. Singing glory to his name, precious name. He was there to my heart, was the blood of life, singing glory to his name. Oh, precious fountain that saves from sin, I am so glad I have heard him. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean, singing glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, precious name, singing glory to his name, precious name. He was there to my heart, was the blood of life, singing glory to his name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete, singing glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, precious name. glory to his name. Precious glory to his name, wondrously washed from sin. Jesus so deeply cleansed. Come on, listen. And those songs, amen, which took you back and got you over, Lord have mercy. You didn't mind singing glory to his name, amen. Precious name, amen. Glory to his name, Lord have mercy. And when you realize that God is going to get all the glory, whether we give it to him or not, amen. I'm reminded of the scripture that says when Jesus was entering into Jerusalem, man, they told the children to be quiet. Whatever. Jesus said, if these hold their peace, the rocks is going to cry out. Whatever. Nobody want no rock crying out for you. You back? While you got breath in your body, amen. Yes. You need to give him glory to his name,
yes.
His precious name. Jesus so sweetly abides with him. Lord have mercy. Those words, amen, take you way back in church, amen. Way back, Lord have mercy. And you hear that choir, and that old deacon or that preacher tune that thing and says, down at the cross. Where my Savior died. Now we're for cleansing from sin, I cried. Lord have mercy. It was there to my heart. Was the blood of God. Singing what? Glory to his what? Name. Amen. Those songs go back way back, way, way, way back. But they still have meaning. Especially when you talk about the blood. Lord have mercy. And when you understand how it's the blood of Jesus that cleanses you and allows you to be able to be in the presence of an almighty God, amen. Thank God, the church of the old school, they sang them old songs, them old hymns. And beat the tambourine, pat the foot, Lord have mercy, clap the hand, Lord have mercy, amen. And that old piano be jumping, Lord have mercy. This grace is alive, amen. And people are happy to go to church. I'm mentioning now, Dr. Jenkins, Lord have mercy. People was happy to go to church, amen. Back in the day, amen, we didn't have all these TV stations, Lord have mercy. Yeah, two or three, amen. Some of us had these antennas, amen, that you put aluminum foils on. I'm telling my age now, we got to wait, amen. You didn't have a remote control, amen. Juanita, amen, with a little plastic knob on the TV broke, you got some flies. I got a witness, amen. Every now and then, Daddy would adventure, amen. If it went black, he said, that's all right, I'm going to go to the electronics store, amen, and give me a tube, amen. Uh-huh. I got a witness, amen. Daddy would come back with a tube, amen. He pulled that old cardboard off the back of that TV, amen. Amen. He had to reach too far because it was a floor model. Y'all had a floor model. You had a floor model. Yep. Dr. Sykes, I'm telling my age now. Uh-huh. Lord have mercy. Uh-huh. The floor model. Amen. Grandma had the floor model with the record player in the top of it. Lord have mercy. And we got witness. Lord have mercy. He spoke with was kicking the high cotton. Lord have mercy. They had that little phono player in there. And Daddy would put a tube back in that thing, and next thing you know, that TV is popping again, Lord have mercy. It was black and white, Lord have mercy, but you could see. Amen. You could see what was going on, see. And everybody knew, amen, on Sunday morning, everybody was getting up, amen, and going to church, but the dog.
That's the dog. That's right.
Amen. The dog would watch the house till you got back, Lord have mercy. Ever got a witness? Lord have mercy. But we got too many TV stations now. We got too many tables. We'll even look at and distract you. Amen. From church. Now we got a witness. Amen. Amen. Folks want to stay at home at bedside, whatever, baptism, whatever it is. Amen. Amen. But see, that was a time, amen, where people enjoyed going to church, enjoyed going to worship, enjoyed going to Sunday school, enjoyed the fellowship with each other. Amen. I don't know what they're doing now. Lord have mercy, somewhere some gun show, amen. Hey, don't get me wrong, amen. When people got granddaddy used to carry a big old gun on his hip, Lord have mercy. And grandma, amen, used to keep a double barrel at the front door. So I ain't down on nobody's gun, amen. Lord have mercy. Amen. But at some point, God Almighty, amen, you need to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will what? Direct thy path. Amen. So we need to, amen, keep singing these hymns, keep singing these songs, keep encouraging people to go to the house of worship. Amen. Now, I don't know how many times people have come to the altar call, amen, and they got their deliverance. They got their healing. They got their blessing. Amen. Amen. And I don't know about you, but you have to touch and agree sometimes. Lord have mercy. Amen. In other words, you got to be in person sometimes. You got to touch and agree. Amen. Lord have mercy. I understand. Amen. Modern technology. There ain't nothing wrong with modern technology. Lord have mercy. But every now and then you need to touch and agree. Amen. Amen. And if it ain't but two or three, Lord have mercy. Wherever y'all, Lord have mercy. Touch and agree and get on one accord.
Yes.
God said that if there's two or three are gathered in his name.
Right.
Am I better?
Yes.
God said, I'm going to be right there. Amen. In the midst. Amen. So sometimes you're by yourself, but if you're by yourself, know that you still got the Father. You still got the Son, and you still got the Holy Ghost. That's three, four right there. Amen? Come on, Dad. You know, amen, without a shadow of doubt, there's nowhere, no matter where you are. Amen. God is omnipresent. Amen? And he'll be with you no matter where you are, on this side of the world or the other side of the world. Amen. And if you don't have anybody physically, amen, you got somebody spiritually in the Holy Spirit that you can agree with. Amen. And get on one accord. Amen. So we thank God today. Amen. For the teaching of the word of God and the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we have to get to a situation. And I'm going to meddle a little bit. Amen. Well, we got to wait on God. Lord have mercy. And you can't get in a hurry. Amen. You got to learn to wait on God. Because we live in a microwave society. Lord have mercy. We got folks standing up in the microwave telling it to hurry.
Yep.
And my man, amen, amen. Let alone set the oven on 350 and see heat that joker. Lord, have mercy. We can't wait for it to heat the 350. Amen. We in a hurry, amen. But Jesus, when he resurrected, he told him to go. And y'all get in that place, in that room, Lord have mercy. That upper room, Lord have mercy. And wait there for love. I think the word is tarry.
Tarry
there. Amen. Amen. And the record says that on the day of Pentecost, Lord have mercy. You know, the day people say that today is the day of Pentecost. And you got some folk would agree or won't agree, but so 50 days after Jesus, amen, rose, amen, they was in one room tarrying, Lord have mercy. Have I got a witness? And they was on one accord in one room, and they was waiting on God, Lord have mercy. Somebody said, you can't hurry God. You just have to wait, Lord have mercy. But Dr. Linden, somebody described it in the Bible. It was like a mighty rushing wind. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. And as it came in, Lord have mercy, when it was waiting on it, Lord have mercy, it did some unusual things, Lord have mercy. Because people from every nation was around in that area, amen. But some way, somehow, every tongue and dialect, amen, got the gospel message in their mouth. Lord have mercy. They heard it in their own language, amen. But if you weren't there, Lord have mercy, waiting on the Lord, amen, you wouldn't have got what? Your blessing. I told you I was messing, Lord have mercy, messing around, amen. So you got to be in the place and the time where God tells you to be in order to receive what? Your blessing. And if we say we're going to meet God here, at whatever time we say we're going to meet God here, amen, and we say, God, we're going to meet you here, Lord have mercy. Come on, man. Whether you're in person, whether you're online, whether you're inside or outside, we say, God, we're going to meet you here, amen. Don't you know God's our own time, God? Amen. And I don't care who you are, me or anybody else. Amen. God's going to be on time. Amen. God will be here and he's going to have blessings. Good God, somebody can read right around the room. He's going to have blessings with your name on it. He does say he got new birth. Amen. And great is his what? Faithfulness. Have I got a witness? Amen. So in order for you to receive your blessing, you need to be in the place where God is blessing. Because if you ain't in the place where God is handing out blessings, Lord have mercy. Look at somebody and say, you're going to miss your blessing. And then you're going to get wind in your jaw. You're going to get behind on your back. You're going to be mad as everybody else. And everybody else getting blessed because you didn't show up, amen, to get your blessing. Lord have mercy. Then you're going to be mad and anybody should be mad but the devil, amen. But you and the devil are going to be somewhere mad, amen, because you missed what? Your blessing. Because you weren't in the place of getting the blessing that you and God had agreed on, amen. If you're touching and agreeing, amen, and then God, we're going to meet you here, amen. God will meet you right where he said you was going to meet, amen. But I'm going to stop meddling, amen, because the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit birthed the church, Lord have mercy. Amen. The Holy Spirit came and birthed the church when Jesus prayed the Father. And he said, I pray the Father and he'll send you another what? Comforter. Amen. And that will teach you and lead you into all of the truth. Amen. And he not only will be with you, but he'll be what? In you. Amen. And so when you understand the importance, amen, of the Holy Spirit in your life, amen, when you begin to understand the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, when you begin to understand, amen, that God has an approach to him, and when you approach him in the right manner, in the right place, at the right time, amen, blessings will begin to flow in your life, amen. But if you're somewhere outside of that blessing, amen, outside of that approach, outside of where God operates, amen, you'll be missing, amen, out on your blessing. But we get distracted by the things of the world, amen. What is more important than you getting your blessing? I'm going to pause right there. What is more important in your life than waiting on your blessing from God? But the problem is, Jesus said, go ahead and tarry. But we don't want to tarry. We don't want to wait on him. We won't give him his time. Amen. We want what we want when we what? When we want it. Amen. But look at somebody and say, God don't work that way. Lord have mercy. But when you do it, amen, the way God did, and they was in that place in one room, in one accord in that room, somebody probably was fussing. Lord have mercy. I don't know why I'm up here. Yeah, I know Jesus dead. I don't know what he said. He ascended. Yeah, he arose. He ascended. Amen. But why are we waiting here? I don't see no Jesus. Somebody probably said, but he said he's going to send us another comforter. Somebody said, but where is the comforter? Folks with different backgrounds.
Yep.
I have some melanin in their skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. But can you have the conversation? I don't know why we sitting here. I got things to do. I got places to go. Amen. We didn't observe this Passover. We sitting up in here talking about we waiting, we tarrying on God, and he going to send another comforter. I ain't seen nobody. Amen. Dr. Lindsay hit it.
Yeah.
I ain't heard nobody.
Uh-huh.
You'll been in your house on a stormy day. Amen. And see the clouds way out in the distance. Right? He said, first drop of rain. But you can't see it, but the trees are moving. Lord, have mercy. You see trees moving, Lord, have mercy. Can't see the wind. Amen. But you can tell the effects of the wind. Amen. Sometimes we'll be up in the bedroom and you'll hear some of and it'll blow through the house. Amen. And you wonder, amen, is the roof going to stay on?
Yeah.
You wonder if the shutter's going to stay on? Amen. Is the tree going to stay upright? Lord have mercy. The neighbor's stuff ain't going to blow and tear your stuff up. And, you know. But you can see it far off. And if you wait long enough, the storm's going to come. Lord have mercy. And you'll see the effect of the storm actually in your presence. The Holy Spirit came, and the Holy Spirit is affecting the church today. But the church don't want to wait on God. We want to do it our way. We won't be in a hurry. We won't take and do it in our time. But God said, wait on me. He said, wait, I say, what? On the Lord. Amen. And on the day of Pentecost, we got to wait on that Holy Spirit and let that Holy Spirit guide us. Let the Holy Spirit minister to us. Let that Holy Spirit teach us how, Lord have mercy, to do ministry. Teach us how to witness. Teach us how to control that little pink member in our mouth. Lord have mercy. Amen. Because we'll say and do the what? Wrong thing at the wrong what? Amen. And so what we have to do is we have to learn to tarry and wait on the Lord. Sometimes you have to be quiet, don't say nothing. And folk be running their mouth. Sometimes you just have to be quiet because you know you. Somebody look at somebody and say, I know me. And if you say the wrong thing at the right time, Lord have mercy, you might get your feelings hurt. But I say all that to say we thank God for those songs that have brought us through, that have kept us, that have down through the years have ministered to us. And the time where we come together and worship God, we thank God that we can come together and sing these songs and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us. It's so important, vitally important. And so we say we're going to meet God here at a certain time. We need to meet God here at a certain time. You do know that angels are looking into our service. Ooh, that's one thing
yep.
To make sure, amen, we're doing the things the way God wants us to do. Lord have mercy. Amen. They looking in. Amen. Because they ask the question, what is man? Who is man? That God thinks so much of them. God said, well, I made them just a little lower than an angel. Just a little bit lower. Amen. And so that's who we are. And so we have to learn, amen, to meet God and to meet God in our worship and in our fellowship and meet him at the time we said that we're going to meet him, amen. And he'll be here and you will get your blessing.
Yes, you will.
Without
God.
You will get your blessing. No doubt about it. But we got to think of it that way. Sometimes we get in a hurry. We get in too much of a hurt. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if those people didn't wait on God in that room? Mm-hmm. They would have missed their blood. Holy Spirit would have came and somebody would have been missing. Amen. But they were there waiting on God. So they have mercy. And when that spirit came and that gospel message went up and everybody heard it, the Bible and the King James, it was like cloven tongues. In other words, the Holy Spirit was among everybody, every tongue, and every nation heard that gospel. And such as was added to the church was added. Amen? But they had to wait on God. They were where God told them to be. We'll ask that question today. Are we where God tells us to be? Amen? On Sunday morning? Man, I'm going to stop meddling now. I'm going to go around with my testimony. Then we're going to do it. Thus says the Lord. Amen. But it's true. It's true. There was a time on Sunday morning and Saturday, amen, Saturday, you knew where you were going to be on Sunday. I don't care how big and bad and old you thought you were going to be. Lord have mercy. You had to sit in James and Janice's house, amen, that there were two things you were going to do. You was going to go to school, you was going to get your education. There's three things. You're going to go to school, get your education. You was going to get your church, you going to get your chores done. Did y'all have chores?
Yep.
Get your chores done. And you was going to church. When the big station wagon was ready to roll, and you piled in the big blue station wagon, amen? And you went on the church. Amen? I don't care how big, my wife, she laughed at me. We finishing up our date, Lord. I got to go home and wash the dishes. I'm brown. And I'm going to hear the colonel come through in there. Mm-hmm. Whose turn was it to wash these dishes? I knew I was going to be out late. I switched to change with my sister. Pay her off. Can't wait, bro. But you was gonna go to school, get your education, you was gonna do your chores, you gonna learn to work. You know what the colonel told me, Sister Lindsay, when I was a little thing? We used to have to do the yard work on the weekend. He told me if you don't work, you don't eat. That was a pair of hand clippers. We didn't have a weed eater. The hand clippers in my hand. And I'm walking around the day on house clipping grass. I didn't know it was a Bible term back then, but he said, if you don't work, man, don't work, you don't eat. Taught me, I'm on my hands and knees. Amen. Mama was in there making some big old, she called them whole cake, them biscuits. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
And daddy liked some apple butter. He would get the apple butter and put butter in the apple butter. And have some of that Virginia ham that was sliced up. Get some of them eggs from the little place that was on Addison Road. The little guy had some eggs there, get some fresh eggs, Lord have mercy. And we can smell it cooking, Lord have mercy. Hungry, Lord have mercy. Got to finish them chores, Lord have mercy. Amen. And Tawana and I were talking about, the first lady I was talking about him on yesterday, his birthday would have been May 18th, amen, of this month, amen. And just talking about how much of a legacy and how much of an impact he and my mom had all died.
Mm-hmm. And our children.
Mm-hmm. And how important it is to keep that tie together, Dr. Lindsay. We gotta make sure that there's not generations that miss that.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Because if they're not in a place where God is going to bless them, they're going to miss their blessing.
Yeah.
But there's so many things that distract them. Mm-hmm. There's so many other things that they can do and they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't get that. Mm-hmm. And it's up to us to continue, amen, to tell that word, you need to be in one place on one accord. You need to make sure, I don't care where you did or how late you stayed out, amen, that you need to be in church.
That's right.
Don't care how late you but stayed out.
That's right.
You're going to church, you're going to wash the dishes, you're going to do your job, and you're going to get your education.
That's right.
Now they don't want no education. They don't want to do no chores. They're talking about, what is this? Don't want to go to church.
Nope.
And barely got respect for themselves. We saw a young lady, oh my God, sitting on Marvel Pike yesterday. I don't even know how to explain it, what she had on or didn't have on. And the pimp standing right next to her. And we say, okay, they stand at the bus, right? They're going to get on the bus. Bus stop and keep on going. She's still standing there with the pimp. Who said something to her? Who ministered to her? Who talked to her? You know what's ministering talking to her? What's coming on the TV?
Mm-hmm.
and pulled off and some kind of smoke came out of my mouth. What in the world kind of smoke that came out your mouth? And she didn't look like she had anything in her eyes. It was just a body there. But we got to take this old hymn down at the cross where my Savior died. Down from for cleansing from sin I cried. That's the message that needs to go on. 191, glory to his name. But we gotta get serious about it, because that connection is getting, after this next generation, is to get further and further away. It's getting further and further away. There's nobody that has a remembrance. I know our children will and your children have that remembrance. But after that, where's the connection? Somebody talk about us, that old preacher, that old minister, that old trustee. It's getting further and further apart. Mm-hmm. And so we have to, today, like I said, on the day of Pentecost, remember that the Holy Spirit can talk to everybody in their own language. So what we have to pray that the Holy Spirit will give us the ability to talk to them in their own language.
That's right. That's right.
We can't get stuck in tradition.
That's right. Say that again, yeah. Pastor. That's true.
We have to trust the Holy Spirit to be able to talk to them.
That's right.
In their own language.
In their own language. That's right.
And the Holy Spirit will do it. Mm-hmm. But we have to wait on the Lord have mercy. And then once they are talked to in their own language,
mm-hmm.
then they'll be able to get and receive that message.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be able to get to a place where they can say glory to his what? Name. Precious what? Name. But if you've never been in a place where someone can speak that to you,
that's right.
You're going to miss your blessing.
That's right.
And if you miss it, there's going to come a day where God's going to crack that sky. The Bible says the dead in Christ shall get up first, and we who remain, Dr. Lindsay, shall be changed in what? A moment, shall be caught up and to meet him in the end. We'll be changed in a moment and twinkling of an eye. And that's going to be a wrap.
It's going to be a wrap.
So what I'm saying is don't rely on us and our strength. Rely on the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what's going to make a difference. The Holy Spirit is going to make a difference. We do it in our power and our might. It's not going to make a difference. But if we do it under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, it will make a difference. So it's time. It's time to bridge that gap. Bridge that gap. Because these young people, like First Lady was talking about the school system and how it's just passing kids through.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the administrators are their hands are tied and just pass them through. Mm-hmm.
I don't know nothing. It's down as a brick.
And there were times where people would care about each other. But it's like they don't even care.
Mm-hmm.
Pass them through.
Yeah.
But at some point, amen, the church will have to stand up and be led by the Holy Spirit and allow that Spirit to speak to those situations. As it speaks to those situations, the Holy Spirit will make a difference. Amen. That's the only way. That's the only thing to be able to make a difference, to bridge that generation. It said that got kids in second and third and fourth grade that talk, cuss, disrespect, like what they have at home is just out on the street. moving around and acting like they're in explicit video at this age. Like that's normal. And you wonder why, amen, that you have so many issues. Amen. Everybody say, well, it's a mental issue. Yeah, we've got mental issues, but it's also a spiritual issue. And when you get to that point where you say, well, what can I do? And a lot of teachers, a lot of administrators, a lot of parents, a lot of people, a lot of churches say, well, what can we do? Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing I can do. People scared to come out of their house. Scared to go to the mall. People scared. Scared to drive down the road. Why? Because there's not enough people, and I'm going to leave this one. I know I said that 20 minutes ago. There's not enough people in the right place at the right time where the Holy Spirit is to receive their blessing so that they can be a blessing to someone else. That is the key. In the wrong place at the wrong time. Too many of the generations are in the wrong place at the wrong time. People come to church for the wrong reason. But then they stop coming to church because they're coming for the wrong reason. But you come in to make a difference in the generation that you're living. If you don't come and you don't make a difference in the generation that you're living, then you'll be in a place where you're complaining about how you're living and what generation after generation. But it's because you're not in the right place at the right time. Getting your blessing to bless somebody else. In other words, you got to get away from that, me, myself, and I got mine, you get yours. Get a testimony, we're going to get out of here. We're going to start over here.
Father God, I praise God for this beautiful communion Sunday. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your sacrifice. I just want to thank God for my parents and took the time to bring me to church. And my father, when my mother couldn't,
yeah.
So we were a big family.
Yeah.
My father bought us. The one thing I was thinking about him, and I always remember about my father, he was a carpenter. God is so wonderful. He was a carpenter, but he had a third grade education. But the thing that I just remember so much was when my father went to Sunday school, he kind of almost every Sunday if he could.
Mm-hmm.
He would read the best that he could, and it was amazing how he would read that Sunday school lesson.
Yeah.
And it just showed you how the power of the Holy Spirit works. And I just thank God for my parents. And as we celebrate Memorial Day, let us remember our family members, what they've done for us, and the difference that they made in our lives. Let us remember our military. Our soldiers and those that are still in the military, they're still making that sacrifice. I know that America has a lot of problems, but when we look back, God's still been good unto us.
Amen.
And we are still blessed compared to a lot of nations.
Amen.
So let us just thank God and remember those families because they lost mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers, grandparents and parents. So that we could have some good qualities here in America.
Yeah.
Not only in America, but throughout the world. So let us just remember those families. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. Down through the years, the Lord has been good to me. I sit and I reflect how God has just truly been a blessing in my life and this has helped me. How God has allowed my parents and my grandmother and my aunts them to just nurture me and bring me up in the admonition of the Word of God and how the Word of God has just stuck with me and stuck in me and became a part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God for His Word on today because truly His Word is truth and His Word is power and His Word is strength. And so I bless God and I bless His name on today. But truly,
If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I truly don't know where I would be today. But because of who he is, I give him glory, I give him honor, and I give him praise. And I just thank God today because truly he is an awesome,
yeah,
mighty, great God. And he's a God that is faithful and true to his word. And so I just thank God that even in the pressing, I'm going to keep on pressing in, pressing on, pressing through. And even in the pressing, I'm going to continue praying. And even in the praying, I'm going to continue praising. And so I bless God and I thank God for today.
For your testimony this morning, testimony in fact.
Good morning, church. Good morning. As I look over my life, I just thank God for grace and mercy. Help me. Like I said, a whole lot of things. If I look back on my life, a whole lot of things that I've done, knowing it wasn't the right thing, but God helped me. Not to be proud of, but like I said, thank God for mercy and grace that keep me going on. Thank God for my mother and father, get up every morning. I'm like, it's your God.
Okay,
the church. Okay, yeah. Time came in 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever. You put a point.
You
prepared them back in the church. That's one thing, you know. Like I said, my wife, we come hard all night long.
Yes,
get up and be ready to come to church. I thank God for that. That blessing that he had on my brother Lindsay. And my father went to the third grade. But his faith in God really kept the family together. My mother credit to, sometimes, my mom, he didn't go to church. But my father, he got us up and he had to go to went to the down in the country. Like, a little different up here because my father belonged to one church, my mother was another church. That's right. But really, I grew up, I've gone to church with my father. So, get an opportunity to go to two different churches, really. Not every Sunday they had church. First Sunday, or the third Sunday, church. But we had Sunday school every Sunday.
Yeah.
So I thank God for that. And I just thank God for just, my family. As I tell people, that, back then and there, with my mom and dad, was a large family, but they saw fit, they made, smoke eight and everything. And I always say, give me a big family any day. To the point that we disagree, we're going to come together. You don't mess with this. I can talk about my brother. My brother talk about me. Somebody else can talk about my brother. That's how I'm going to talk about. I just thank God for keeping me and my family. And sometimes I don't give credit, and I thank God for my husband. He's the one really started keeping. I came to do this and that, but he's the one that keeps my family together. Okay,
amen.
I just thank God for him.
That's
the
right.
One that's doing the things that he did. Said, his job is not really people going to church, but he knows the Lord.
Okay.
He prays for his family every day. So I just thank God and just keep us in our prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, heart of God.
Good morning, heart of God. To all of those on the phone lines, those seeing us on Facebook, listen to us on the phone. We thank the Lord for everyone who is here. Me growing up, my siblings, we went to church. We were dropped off at church. Right? And then they would watch us go in, but then they had like a foyer. So you could go in, and then there was another door you had to go through. So me and my sister, we were standing there and waiting till they drove off. Then we would come out and go down the docks to the
candy store.
And
we would stay down there until we knew it was time for them to come back and pick us up. Okay. One Sunday that didn't work. We come back and they sitting there. Boy, did we get it when we got home. But after that, we didn't do that anymore. You know, we went to church, we sang in the choir, we ushered. We did all of those things that a young person was required to do. And I thank the Lord for my family. Yes, he argued for us. We didn't really fight, though, you know. We talk about each other. But we're still family. And whatever needs to be done, we try to do it to the best of our ability. My father was in the military, and so I know that Memorial Day is honoring the people in the military. And my father did the best he could, and I love him same way I love my mom. We grew up as a family of being together. We were fed. We had things we had to do. You had to go to school. And even if you got a job, you worked your little job, you had your little money, you did all of that. You did those normal things that growing up now, some children don't have that opportunity. But, you know, you have to pray for change, and change is going to come. We may see it, we may not see it, but it's going to come where children can go back and get a job and work and don't have to worry about walking down the street. Parents not worried about, is my child going to make it home? We're dealing with those type of things. You're going on the school bus. You have people jumping on the school bus trying to kill other people on the school bus. And it is something else. School is not sacred anymore. Education is not sacred anymore. But we're doing the best we can. And the Lord is still in the midst. And the Lord is still being praised and glorified in the school. Because you do have students that do go to church. Different nationalities, but they do go to church. And they can tell you, and some of them can tell you what the preacher preached on, what they learned in Sunday school, the songs they sang, all of that, and which that is still a blessing. So church is still going on in the school. Just thankful for all that, the prayers for the students. They'll be getting out soon in all different counties. You have some who have graduated. They're already out here trying to find a job. You know, determine if they're going to go to college, trade school, whatever they're going to do. But we have to ask the Lord to bless them in a mighty way and their families to support them by any, you know, means, just praying over them, keeping them safe. And so I just pray that during the summer that it's a safe summer for all students. And their families, and they just enjoy themselves. I remember when we got out from school for the summer, you just enjoyed yourself. You didn't have any care. You just enjoyed yourself. Then when it was time to go back to school, okay, going back to school. But now it's we're in a different time and age in the world, and so prayer is vital. It's very important. So we just have to pray for them. Pray for their family. Pray for each other. Heart of God, I want you all to have a blessed week, a safe week, and I'm sending out air hugs and kisses. I love you all.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
First, giving honor to God, my Lord and Savior. He's been good to me. He's been good to me, and I am blessed. I am truly blessed. I have an opportunity to go visit my daughter and all of the Smiths and Caissons in Atlanta, and it was a blessing. It was a blessing. I am very fortunate to be here today to look at my child
speak to my spirit. Teach me God's way. When I went to Atlanta, I had the privilege to see another son preach to my soul, guiding me spiritually in the path of righteousness. I came from a large family of 11, and God has blessed us all to still be united together spiritually in the Word of God. Every child from the Arthur Smith, Jim Smith generation has been raised in nomination of God. And that has brought us this far. And to hear my nephew stand before me this morning teaching what his mom and dad has given him, and he's passing it on to the next generation and his family, that he's able to spiritually pray for his children and pray for his children's children. Mm-hmm. It's a blessing from God. It's something about that name.
Yes, it is.
Jesus. It's everlasting. It's power. And I've had the opportunity to be there when the torch was transferred into Pastor Griffin's hand. And for some reason, they called me to the stage, to the pulpit. I was so filled up. But I was supposed to say something to the pastor that was transferring the torch over to my nephew. But the Holy Spirit said, they don't need it. The congregation needs the word. And I proceeded to speak to the congregation to let them know what their responsibility is to God to make this transition work. You can have all the pastors in the world, but if you don't have, as a congregation, to carry on and do God's will in this church, and I never left out part of God Baptist Church. I told them I was a member, and I said, you'll call me for the morning meditation with Jesus on Tuesday morning at 6 o'clock. I'm part of that prayer warriors team. We appreciate it. We are faithful, and we pray around the clock. Everyone that has ever called me, their words were, I hear that when you all pray, God answers prayers. I said, you can do the same thing here. I said, my two favorite scriptures are the two greatest commandments. I didn't say it, God said it. To love him and love your neighbor as yourself. And I said, if you do that, you follow your spiritual leader, take everything to God in prayer. Nothing's impossible for God. And I don't know where all the words came from, but it happened. And I just, all I heard was, Aunt Vi and Heart of God Baptist Church, after church was over, they were honored to know that somebody outside of that church and state was praying for them. Like I say all the time, we might be small. How many in here? 6 feet. But this name, Heart of God Baptist Church, is in a whole lot of states. I had a nephew of mine run me down all day. He called me, called me, called me. I need prayer. I said, what's your church? He said, I ain't talking about my church. He said, I'm talking about Heart of God Baptist Church where Pastor takes a lot of pastors. That makes me feel good. I thank God. I thank God for this church. It's mighty because of God. Because my girlfriend told me, she said, don't worry about that. What you're doing for God. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. Touched by your teaching, your prayer. You can have a whole bunch of folks, but all they do is come and leave. But I did feel healed. I was doing thus says the Lord. And I had that opportunity to be bold. And that was bold because that was not my purpose on that stage. But I had to say what the Holy Spirit told me to say. And I thank God that my child, I raised her like my mother raised my father raised me. And they can say what they want to say. These children, when they get grown, they're not following what they've been taught in the church and in their home. But they're not lost. God is a God of second chance. And he can bring, he does them pop. Does them pop. My two nephews and nieces, they came and they told me that Danny's house is the outside. It's like when you come. Why? They know they have to straighten up and fly right. They got to do what the Lord says. And when you live that life, you teach that life, you think they are listening, but they are. But if you never say it, or if you never challenge them, it's not going to happen. And I must challenge them that your father's in a different position. You all are his. Blessed. You all, God, I want you to straighten up and fly right to them old folks. Get it right. Get it right with God. Be all right. Dad's doing what God said for him to do. He's the head of a church. Other people are under this too, including you. When I come back, and every the whole time I was there, they was in church. Right. Gotta go to church. Don't go to church. You're not gonna get the blessings that God says yours. And we have to be bold enough to tell our children. Some people are afraid. And in my, I think it was about four or five things I, the graduate one, I put a scripture in each one of those cards. Some of them don't even know what the scripture means, but I put it in there anyway because, like we teach today, God will bring it to them. He'll give it to them what they need. But if you never say it, you never do it, how are they to know? And I know some people that I give it to, they don't take their children to church. But that was my way of carrying God with them, letting them know that God loves them. They finished high school, one graduated from college. So God, I mean, God loves you unconditionally. He loves you. Give something back to him as you go. There's so much that's missing out there in our children because nobody's telling them, go to church. This is the house that God built. We have a history. Oh, God, that's just it. And I say to my soul, you're going to walk in there one Sunday and every seat going to be built. I feel it in my spirit, and I know God's going to do it. He's going to do it. The doors are open, and we carry the torch. We carry the torch. Have a great vacation. I thank God for it. Let's be back home. And we must continue to do what we do for the Lord. Not about us. It's about him. You all be blessed. I love you. And have
fun. And we thank God for everyone's testimony. We got somebody on the phone line. We'll share their testimony this morning. We're going to go to first caller, last 4 digits, 7971, good morning.
Good morning, pastors. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Next on, first, Thank God for both of you. Ask his blessings upon you and your family. And I thank you, Pastor, for your ministered this morning. The words were so true. It was something that really needed to be heard. I thank God for my parents that taught me and raised me, knowing right from wrong, being raised in the church. But even as an adult, we were never too old for our parents to say, no, you're not going to do that. That's not the right way. You go back to your husband and take your child and live the life God says you should live. And you listen. It's a new day today, and our children, I have two great-grandchildren, and I'll make this brief, and they are both different. And you can see it. And they leave it all up to the parents. Seems like they're giving up on the kids, and which is not right. Taught us as well as our parents. But anyway, I just thank God for my parents. I thank God for still being there and being faithful and teaching us what is right in the right way. Really, the right way we should really serve God. I thank God for all that He is doing. I thank God for my Aunt Vi. She's tough. She has a good heart. And I was reading the scripture this week, and the Lord does say that He does not see us as man. Man looks at our outward appearance. But the Lord at our heart.
That's right.
And I has a big heart, a good heart, and it is well recognized, and I have to recognize it. I admire her for it, and I love her from the bottom of my heart. I woke up this morning, Pastor. God is awesome.
Yes, He is.
I won't complain, just my spirit. And I was around all morning, just humming. And seeing the parts that I could sing. One that captured me was, I've had some good days. I've had some bad days.
Yeah.
The mountains. My good days outweigh my bad days. And I won't complain. Yeah. And I just can't cry when you sing it. How good God is. And I thank you for being my pastor. God bless all of you. You all have a blessed Sunday.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We'll go to our next caller. Last 4 digits. 7611. 7611. Good morning. Good morning. You're on mute or not. 7611. All right. We're going to thank God today for the different type of service today. We know sometimes, amen, the Holy Spirit will interact and minister to us in a way that's not traditional. Amen. And so we're going to get ready for our communion service. Amen. Get ready for our communion service. And so we're going to ask God's blessing. Amen. And we're going to read our church covenant this morning. And then we're going to taking our communion service. Amen. And Lord willing, that's what we're going to say goodbye and go home. In Jesus' name, amen. Be the covenant, please.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Let us read our covenant. Having been led, as we believe, by the Spirit of God, to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and on the profession of our faith, having been baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, we do now in the presence of God, angels, and this assembly, most solemnly and joyfully enter into covenant with one another as one body in Christ. We engage, therefore, by the aid of the Holy Spirit, to walk together in Christian love, to strive for the advancement of this church in knowledge, holiness, and comfort, to promote its prosperity and spirituality, to sustain its worship, ordinances, discipline, and doctrine, to contribute cheerfully and regularly to the support of the ministry, the expenses of the church, the relief of the poor, and the spread of the gospel through all nations. We also engage to maintain family and secret devotion, to religiously educate our children, to seek the salvation of our kindred and acquaintances, to walk circumspectly in the world, to be just in our dealing, faithful in our engagement, and exemplary in our deportment, to avoid all tattling, backbiting, and excessive anger, to be filled with the Spirit and not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, and to be zealous in our efforts to advance the kingdom of our Savior. We further engage to watch over one another in brotherly love, to remember each other in prayer, to aid each other in sickness and distress, to cultivate Christian sympathy and feeling and courtesy in speech, to be slow to take offense, but always ready for reconciliation, and mindful of the rules of our Savior to secure it without delay. We moreover engage that when we remove from this place, we will as soon as possible unite with some other church where we can carry out the spirit of this covenant and the principles of God's word. May you be.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, baby.
And now get ready for our new service. Amen. Thank God this is the fifth one of this year. Amen. Seems like the year is really going by fast.
It is.
Amen. We thank God for keeping us through all of these convenient services. Just want to also remind everyone that next Sunday we'll be at New Birth Baptist Church. We'll be on our regular means of online service. Try to get to everyone and let them know about the New Birth, how they broadcast. So you can tune in at New Birth when the time comes. We'll let everyone know that we will be at New Birth Baptist Church on next Sunday, and we'll reach out to those who are our regular online folks, amen, to let them know how to tune in to New Birth Baptist Church for their 60th church anniversary, I believe it's the 28th anniversary, pastor's anniversary. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for allowing us to come to this fifth time of our union to do in remembrance of what you left on record for us to do. Father, we pray that you will bless this bread that symbolizes your body that was broken. So bless this cup, the fruit of the vine that symbolizes your blood that was shed for the remission of sin. We ask you to bless in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. Hold me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross, and I know it was the blood. Hold me. I know it was. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh, it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Yeah, I thank God again for allowing us to make it from the last four Sunday to this four Sunday. I know we don't take it for granted that truly it's a blessing to be able to know about the blood. And thank God for that song that we sang early. Amen. Glory to his name. On the down and the cross for my Savior died. And we thank God for having that memory of when we were saved, when we were delivered from the power and the penalty of sin, all the communions that we were able to experience since then. It's been truly a blessing, some with our family, some with our parents that have gone on, and friends that have gone on to be with the Lord. But we thank God for that fellowship. And I was remembering Dr. Lindsay during the time of COVID where we couldn't come to the building, Lord, amen. God bless us. We were still able to have our communion service. Amen. And first thing you remind me, amen, make sure we had what we needed. But it was a blessing. And those are the things that you look back on and you know that God was with us even during those most difficult times. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
And we give him the glory. But the record states that the night Jesus betrayed, he observed the Passover for the last time. And the Passover dealt with the deliverance of Egypt, of God's people out of Egypt, and they were instructed by Moses to kill an animal and take the blood of that animal and spread it on the doorposts and the lintels. And when the death angel came to the 10th plague, he would see the blood pass over, and he got the Passover. So they did that year after year until Jesus came and instituted a new covenant or a new promise of his blood. And he sat down with his disciples. He took bread and blessed it and break it. He said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Eat all of it. Remember to me. Let us eat together. And after they had supped and took the cup on the fruit of the vine, he said, this is my blood of the new covenant. And share with the remission of sin. Often if you drink it in remembrance of me, let us drink together. And a record, they did not give a benediction, they sang a hymn, and they went out into the Mount of Olives. So we thank God for this communion service, amen. Thank God for the message, amen, on Memorial Day, amen. We were looking for a message, it would have came. Scripture for the message, it was from Psalm 34 and verse 19, and also from 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, verse 25, 29, I believe it was, about communion service, amen, about many of the afflictions of the righteous, that the Lord delivers them out of all, and how all of you all had a testimony about how good God is. And so that psalmist said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Amen. So we thank God and we give God the glory. And we're going to say goodbye to our online folks. And we're going to take on offerings. And then we're going to go home. See you later. Say goodbye to our online folks.